Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have just a few remarks regarding Ruben Splevneliev's presentation. Government money, yes. ODA, that is a completely distorted solution, because it's not only expenditures for refugees hiding behind those figures, but also financing presidential fleets, planes, and so on, even defense supplies. So let's be careful, but let's call upon OECD to clarify that in a fully transparent way. There was a struggle over 30 years, what counts for OECD or not. Then when I was part of the directorate of the Global Initiative for Africa, we made a study in 2016 to ask Mr. Lopez, UNECA Africa at that time, to show us how much or what is the amount of accumulated currency reserves, global or local regional wealth funds and other revenues in Africa. He came forward with the figure of 57 trillion. Then I asked the question to him in that meeting, how much of that money is invested in Africa? 6%. That shows that the whole international financial system is distorted and does not take into the consideration the need to have investment models, deal models, bankability in a number of countries regarding their own assets they have, and so on. What was the reaction to that in that Global Coalition for Africa? We were requested not to publish that study because we would distort the opinions in European and other parliaments regarding ODA. But another issue, there are hardly bilateral institutions offering social venture capital. Many private sectors, even in PPPs, they don't want to lose money upfront. So you have to find vehicles with part of social venture capital coming from government or other sources, foundations, and then create deals. But I made a study on 110 social investment funds in Luxembourg and Switzerland. Only 4 of those 110 funds really spent money in developing countries. All the other money was spent in the US, in France, in Germany, in other countries, in East European countries, where it was safer or better guaranteed. So let's also look into those aspects. And then last but not least, I once helped the president of Ghana to place a loan on the Swiss capital market. And the construct was we had an American bank, a US bank, and a Swiss bank, 500 million euros. He succeeded, but I got heavily criticized by the World Bank, by the African Development Bank. That's their business and not the private sector, which is completely stupid, because who is financing the development banks? The refinancing is done by the capital market. So let's also look into that, what is really reasonable or not, but my experiences with those entities are not that way that I would send any guarantee, because it's easy to get guarantees when you get some government money support. And last but not least, when President Mbeki once asked me, could you help me to place some government wealth fund money abroad. I said, no, I'm not going to help you. Invest half of it at least in your own country, in water management, water reserves, water sewage and sewerage. He did, and it worked. So it also shows the problem he had to get refinanced then was that there was in many countries no kind of sub-sovereign lending possibility. In Switzerland, cantons, cities were only able to go to the capital market in the late 60s, beginning of the 70s. And I was then, as youngster, working in that old pension investment fund. When I proposed that we invest in Switzerland to develop the infrastructure quicker, instead of investing money in real estate and pushing the prices up, they all laughed at me. But then I got requested to make a proposal half a year later, and we invested at 4% at that time in the 70s, early 80s, in those funds for 15 years for municipalities and others. So the issue of sub-sovereign lending, that means that the national governments give the competence to provincial governments or even to others the possibility to make their asset bankable so that they can do lending and they would not depend on those grants and sometimes undignified way of behavior of those who play the big piano and don't know what the others want to hear. Thank you.